हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्रियोपनिषदि द्वितीयोऽध्याये ब्रह्मानन्दवल्ल्यां सप्तमोनुवाकः। सो सेवेंथ सेक्शन ऑफ द सेकंड चैप्टर नोन एज ब्रह्मानंदवल्ली ऑफ तैत्रिय उपनिषद बिलोंगिंग टू कृष्ण यजुर्वेद। विद दिस लेट अस बिगिन, लेट अस रिसाइट दि सप्तमः अनुवाकः। सप्तमम् अनुवाकम् एकवारम् वयम् सर्वे पठाम। असद्वा इदमग्र आसीत् ततो वै सदजायत तदात्मानग् स्वयमकुरुत तस्मात् सुकृतमुच्यत इति यद्वै तत्सुकृतम् रसो वै सः रसगृह्येवायल्लब्ध्वानन्दी भवति को ह्येवान्यात् कः प्राण्यात् यदेष आकाश आनन्दो न स्यात् एष ह्येवानन्दयाति यदा ह्येवैष एतस्मिन्नदृश्येनात्म्ये निरुक्ते निलयने भयम् प्रतिष्ठाम् विन्दते। अथसो भयङ्गतो भवति यदा ह्येवैष एतस्मिन्नुदरमन्तरम् कुरुते अथ तस्य भयम् भवति तत्त्वेव भयम् विदुषो मन्वानस्य तदप्येष श्लोको भवति। अथ अनुप्रश्नाः, देर् आर् क्वश्चन्स्। वाट् हेपन्स् टु an ignorant person when he dies, whether he goes back to Brahman or not? What happens to a wise person, whether he becomes one with Brahman or not? These were the questions asked, but the question implied was whether Brahman exists or not. Therefore, all this time we have seen Upanishad herself beautifully presented many reasons for proving the existence of Brahman. Now we are seeing in this section Brahman is very much there as the source of any degree of sukham, as a source of the only source of happiness. Then we understood later on it is Brahman which alone contributes for the experience of happiness. Brahmaiva sukhayati, anandayati, makes people happy, makes beings happy. Yada ye vaisha yetasminna drishyenatme nirukte nilayane bhayam pratishtham vindate. Athaso bhayangato bhavati. Very important, beautiful mantra is here. Saha abhayangataha bhavati. That person becomes the one who has attained fearlessness. Saha abhayam gataha bhavati. That person becomes the one who has attained fearlessness. Has attained fearlessness means what? That person becomes the person of absolute protection. That person becomes a person of absolute security. The person discovers security, fearlessness, protection. When yada hi eva vindate, when a person attains what? Pratishtham vindate. When a person attains pratishtha, pratishtham vindate, when a person attains abidance in that Brahmatma as one's own self, as the very truth of aham. When a person discovers the truth, obtaining as one's own self in one's own mind, as the very truth of the knower, experiencer, I, then when a person dwells upon its sarupam repeatedly, when a person has the doubtful ascertained vision of one's own sarupam being Brahman, then he is said to have attained abidance in oneself. If we say wave is water, this is abidance of the wave in its truth, the water. Resolution of wave in its own sarupam, the water. The same way, aham Brahma asmi, I the knower, experiencer am, the abstract, formless, all pervasive, timeless, everlasting, pure consciousness, existence, who am of the nature of limitlessness. Brahma. When a person discovers clearly, doubtlessly, then we can say the person has attained abidance in one's own self. Self-abidance. It is purely cognitive. Cognitive resolution of oneself as Brahma. Then, from the standpoint of one's own essential nature, a person also understands what? There is no second consciousness. There is no second existence. Existence is consciousness and consciousness is existence. That consciousness, existence is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole, which alone is Satyam and the entirety of the objective universe, being non-separate from oneself. He can see one's own self as Brahman being the whole. It is completely different perspective. Therefore, in his vision, there is no second thing other than the Atma, Brahmatma. There is no second parallel reality. There is no second thing other than Brahma. All that is here, there is only secondless, non-dual reality, Brahma, which is one's own self. Then a person does not see a second thing. Therefore, abhayam pratishtham vindate. The person attains self-abidance. Self-abidance is such that where a person discovers fearlessness as one's own sarupam. Fearlessness is one's own sarupam because timelessness is one's own sarupam. Therefore, changelessness is one's own sarupam. Therefore, indestructibility, immortality is one's own sarupam. Discovering one's own sarupam, one's own essential nature being timeless, indestructible, changeless, immortal reality, then fearlessness also is one's own sarupam. That is the benefit of self-abidance in the wake of the ascertained vision of one's own self being Brahman. And so abhayam pratishtham, the person abides in one's own self. Which self? Kidrushe atmani. We saw already adrushye anatmye anirukte anilayane. The four beautiful words which describe atmasvarupam. Brahmatmasvarupam. What is the nature of the reality? What is the nature of one's own self? Adrushyam. Anatmyam. Aniruktam. Anilayanam. Brahma. The imperceptible, formless, distinct, which is distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, attributeless, that which is indescribable, which can not be defined, and which doesn't have support of itself, nor is it a support of anything else. Anilayane, anilayanam. So, in such Brahmatma, a person abides. Means what? He takes ownership of that Brahmatma, abstract, formless reality as one's own self. He has a now different self perspective. Perspective of the perspective of the self has changed. Is what a knowledge has brought about this perspective change. Therefore what? Atha. As a result of that self-knowledge, as a result of the knowledge of the nature of the self being immortal, immortality, deathlessness, the person becomes free from the fear. The person becomes free from fear. The person has attained the absolute security, absolute protection, absolute fearlessness. Okay, so here, before I go to the next sentence, let me make it very clear. The Bhashyam part we have seen. Etasmin, I'm reading the Bhashyam part now. Tasmin, etasmin. Why tasmin, etasmin? In that and in this. In that absolute reality of the entirety of the cosmos, which obtaining as the nearest self, as the truth of oneself, which is imperceptible, unobjectifiable, free from the body mind's complex, which is indescribable, and which is neither the support of anything, nor does it have any support, which is not a support of anything else, which doesn't have support of its own also. It means what? Sarva karya vilakshane brahmani. So all these words are adjectives describing the nature of Brahma. Adrushyam Brahma, Anatmyam Brahma, Aniruktam Brahma, Anilayanam Brahma, Sarvakarya Vilakshanam Brahma. So that Brahman is what? Sarvakarya Vilakshanam. Brahman is absolutely distinct, free from distinct from all the forms, names and functions, all the objects which constitute the entire universe. Sarvakarya Vilakshanam. Karya means a product. The product is an object. So Sarvakari Vilakshana means the Brahman is distinct, not distant, but distinct. Not distant, but distinct. That is why in the entirety of the world of forms, names and functions, the world of objects, the world of products, including one's body, mind and its complex, is non-separate from Brahma. It doesn't have independent existence at all. That is why it is not countable as a second thing. Therefore, what? The whole cosmos, which is non-separate from the entire world of objects, is appearance of Brahma. Therefore, Brahman is what? Distinct from the entire world of products, but at the same time not distant from anything. Because inseparable, non-separate. That's why the world is mithya. So Sarvakarya, Brahman, which is distinct from the mithya world of products, Satyam Brahma is distinct from the mithya world of products. Sarvakarya Vilakshane Brahmani Iti Vakyartha, that is the meaning of this sentence. So what now, in such a Brahman, what happens? Abhayam. What is Abhayam? Kriya Viseshanam. Abhayam iti Kriya Viseshanam. See, Viseshanam, you all know, that Viseshanam is that which describes. Viseshanam is always known as an adjective, which describes. If it describes a noun, it is an adjective. Describes a verb, it is an adverb. So, Kriya Viseshanam, not Nama Viseshanam, it's a Kriya Viseshanam. At the same time, now what happens now? Abhayam. Because he attains fearlessness, means though Abhayam, why Abhayam iti lingantaram parinamyate? The word pratishtha, abidance, is a pratishtha, also means support. But here pratishtha also means abidance. When you say wave is water, the wave abides in water means what? The wave has no support other than the water. Therefore, water is a pratishtha for wave. Support where the wave abides. That in its truth, the truth, it abides. The same way here, the person has to choicelessly resolve, distinguish the essence from the known body, mind, and complex, and resolve it only in abstract formless consciousness. Therefore, and pratishtha happens to be a stilinga shabda, which is abhayam itiva lingantram parinamyate. Even the word abhayam, like an adjective also, it becomes changed into as feminine gender, as abhayam. As a word describing the noun pratishtha, a feminine gender word, abhaya also becomes a feminine gender word. We know in Sanskritam, adjective agrees with the noun in number, gender and case form. Abhaya pratishtha, abhayam pratishtham. Vindate. So lingantaram parinamyate means what? It becomes changed. Parinamyate means it becomes changed, modified, converted, evolved into whom? Changed into a feminine gender, another gender, in keeping with the gender of the noun pratishtha. Okay. Now, pratishtha means what? Sthitim. Pratishtha is equal to sthitihi. Sthitihi means what? Atmabhavaha. Pratishtha is equal to sthitihi. Sthitihi means atmabhavaha. So pratishtham vindate. Abhayam pratishtham vindate. Vindate means labhate. A person gains, a person attains the sthitihi, the state, which is atmabhavaha, one's own nature. Atmabhavam vindate means what? The person attains abidance in one's own nature. The person attains abidance as the Atma in the form of Atma. See, wave cannot become water. Wave is always water. The same way, the manifest knowledge, aham, can never become consciousness. The source of manifestation is always consciousness. It cannot resolve anywhere else. Aham is a manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge. With the vritti, you cognitively distinguish the aham from vritti. You see, aham is just nothing but pure consciousness, existence, atma. Then as Atma, the person attains abidance, means that abidance is such that where a person discovers, sees the self, sees, you know, the understanding happens of the nature of the self being absolutely fearlessness, immortality, security, protection. Because this reality is timeless, all-pervasive, changeless, unchangeable, independent, and that such reality is ever of the nature of consciousness existence, implied by the term Atma or Brahma. Aham Atma Asmi, Aham Brahma Asmi. With that vision, clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision, the person attains abidance in one's own nature in the form of Brahma or Atma. Atha tada. Then what happens? Saha tasmin nanatvasya bhayahetoho avidyakritasya adarshanat abhayangataha bhavati. When self-abundance happens, what happens? See, when the wave is dissolved in water, from the standpoint of water, every wave is what? Water. From the standpoint of water, there is no difference. There are no waves. The standpoint of water, there is no ocean. It depends upon from which standpoint you see. If you see from the standpoint of the name, form and name wave, you can see countless number of waves, plurality of waves. You can see the duality, wave-ocean division you can see. You can see the difference. Wave-wave difference, wave-ocean difference, the plurality, multiplicity, countlessness of waves. And a big difference. You can see duality, plurality also. But if you see from the standpoint of water, the wave is dissolved in water's wave is water. From the standpoint of water, there's no wave. There are no waves. There's no difference. The difference resolves. because the only truth, they're all mithya appearances of the only satyam, the water. There's not even ocean. It's only water. And what is this ocean? The ocean is a mithya appearance of the satyam, the water, with mithya countlessness of waves, which are as though they're not real. In the same way here also, when this person shifts his identity from anatma, body, mind, sense complex to abstract, formless reality, consciousness, pure consciousness. The reality when a person arrives at in terms of its nature of consciousness, existence, when he takes ownership of atma as one's own sarupam, then from the standpoint of pure consciousness, existence, one's own body, a person is objected towards one's own body, mind, sense complex also. And he sees there's no plurality. Nanatvam is not there. Plurality is only a false as though appearance. Plurality is not unreal. There's no duality. Ahamidam division is not there. From the standpoint of consciousness existence, there's no aham idam duality. I and this. The knower known division is not there. From the standpoint of consciousness. Because we know the consciousness is distinct from, free from the knower known knowledge triputi bedaha. So from the standpoint of pure consciousness existence, there is no duality. Therefore, there is no multiplicity, plurality. There is no countlessness of forms, names and functions. They're all not real. They're as though appearance of the only truth. So nanatvam is not there. So it said, how does the person become a person of fearlessness? Tasmin nanatvasya bhayahet, nanatvam is bhayahetuhu. Nanatvam means plurality, manyness. Plurality, bahutvam, nanatvam means what? Plurality, multiplicity. We can include duality. There is no duality. There is no plurality, which is the cause of fear. Nanat bhayahetuhu nanatvam. As long as a person sees there's a world of plurality of objects which is other than me, outside of me, then a person sees duality, he sees plurality. Then that is what is bhayahetuhu, the source of fear, the cause of fear. And this plurality, why does a person see plurality, duality? Because of avidya. So avidya kritam nanatvam is caused by avidya. And bhayam is caused by nanatvam. Listen, look at this. Avidya ajnanam causes nanatvam. Causes means what? Ignorance of the truth, ignorance of what is real, contributes for mistaking the world of plurality to be real. Once you mistake the world of plurality, duality to be real, then what happens? That becomes a source of fear, a cause of fear. Understand now? So, avidya kritasya bhayahetoho nanatvasya adarshanat. Why? Abhayangataha bhavati. This person becomes the one who has attained fearlessness. He becomes a person of fearlessness, utter fearlessness, the person of immortality, absolute security. How? Adarshanat. From the standpoint of consciousness, abstract, formless consciousness existence, the person does not see. There's no more ignorance. When the person discovers the truth, the ignorance of the truth becomes resolved. There's no more ignorance. So ignorance being not there, ignorance caused erroneous perception of the plurality of the world to be reality is also not there. The person still sees the plurality, the world of duality, but he does not see it anymore as the real world of duality. Therefore, how should you take it now? Because of ignorance has been resolved, ignorance being not there, ignorance caused erroneous perception of the plurality to be the reality is not there, which is the cause of the fear. When the cause of the fear is not there, fear also goes. Karanasya nashe karyasya nashaha. The plurality is there, it can cause fear. The plurality is not there anymore for you in your perception. The perception, the plurality is still there. But your cognition, and cognitively, you have falsified the plurality as mithya. Even after you still continue to see the ocean of waves, but still you know cognitively you are very clear there are only false appearances of the only water. What is this only water? So physically, without undoing the plurality, undoing anything, cognitively a person has falsified the plurality being mithya. If the person sees the plurality being mithya, duality being mithya, absolutely there is no real world of plurality. No real world of duality. It is not unreal. It's not tucham, but it is not real also. It is as the appearance. Isn't it? Therefore, in the wake of the urge of one's own surupam being Brahmatma, when the ignorance becomes resolved, along with the ignorance, ignorance caused erroneous perception of the world of plurality to be reality also resolves. Along with that correction in one's perception of the world, the correction in the perception of the world has happened now. What is the correction? He sees the world of plurality, but he does not see the world of plurality to be the reality. He sees that mithya is no more satyam, because satya darshanat, because he has the clear vision of what is absolutely real. In the light of the vision of what is absolutely real, he can see the world of plurality which he is experiencing, perceiving to be mithya, not real anymore. And it is this nanatma which causes the fear. Therefore, the plurality which is cause of the fear is not there anymore for him as a reality. Therefore, fear also cannot be there. It's exactly like once you see the rope as a rope, when there's a rope snake, you mistake the rope for a snake, not knowing what is this rope. As long as you do not see the rope, there will be fear. Once you see the rope, in the wake of knowledge of the rope being the rope, when the snake becomes resolved in the very rope, along with the snake, the snake caused fear also results. The same way here. Here also what now? Bhaya hetuhu is perception of plurality, and perceiving the plurality as the reality, that is the cause of fear. So no more fear. Fear goes. Therefore, the person becomes abhayangataha. Is it clear now? Jnanam bhavati, jnanena ajnanam nashyati, ajnana nashe, अविद्या नाशे अविद्याकृतस्य नानात्वस्य नाशः भवति, नानात्वस्य नाशेन भयहेतुः नानात्वम्, भयहेतोः नानात्वस्य नाशेन भयस्यापि नाशः भवति. I'm sure you understood this simple Sanskritam. Have you all understood? Okay. Okay, before I go to the next part, I would like to make some important thing. Please understand what Shastram says. As long as self-ignorance is, self-ignorance is the ignorance of the truth of the whole cosmos. Because the truth of the whole cosmos happens to be the truth of oneself. Self-ignorance is Brahma avidya, Brahma jnanam, Atma jnanam, one and the same. As long as ignorance is there, helplessly there will be, we know, there will be adhyasaha. Ajnanena adhyasaha, that is erroneous self-perception. Adhyasena adhyaropaha, there will be definitely superimposition of limitations on Atma upon the Atma. That is how a person has what now? Erroneous notion about the self, ahankara. I'm small, I'm insecure, etc. This is how a person becomes the victim of what? Common, human, universal, fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, sense of insecurity centered on I. That is how a person entertains wrong notions about one's own self as I'm unhappy, I'm insecure, I'm a mortal, etc. So this is the wrong notion binds the person. The whole suffering of samsara is because of the wrong notion one has about oneself. All that person is only correction of the error in the perception of the self. The error in the notion one has about oneself needs to be corrected. That's why what is needed is only jnanam, nothing else. Only jnanam. Knowledge alone can correct the error in the perception and the error in the notion one has about oneself and also the error, the perception of the world also. So when the error becomes corrected, what happens? The person understands in the wake of the clear vision, the two reasons. The person understands swarupam, one's own essence, what is absolutely real is the truth, the reality is beginning, understands the nature also. The pure consciousness existence has no beginning, cannot have a beginning. Pure awareness does not have a beginning. There's no time in awareness, consciousness, pure knowledge is not there. There's always being aware of what? It's very nature of knowing, being aware of time being there, time being not there, space being there, space being not there, world being there, world being not there. There's always pure awareness. The abstract, subtlest reality, formless reality, and we arrive at this reality in terms of its nature of pure consciousness. And it is this pure consciousness which obtains in the form of existence of this as though appearance, the world. This pure consciousness existence is simplified by the term Atma, and its consciousness being beginningless, timeless. It's also being subtlest, it's all pervasive. Being all pervasive, it is motionless, therefore changeless. They're absolutely indestructible. Their indestructibility, immortality, timelessness is the very swarup of the Atma. Therefore, the person understands immortality being on so and so rupam. That is how a person becomes free from the fear of death, discovers fearlessness. Again, second thing, there's no second thing other than oneself. So fear can be always from something other than oneself, isn't it? Please listen very carefully. One cannot be a source of fear for oneself. You cannot be a source of fear for yourself. You cannot cause your fear for yourself. Fear must be caused by something other than oneself or someone other than oneself. When a person sees absolutely, absolutely, there is no second thing other than oneself. Advitiyatvatu, advaitatu. Because of non-duality, because of secondlessness, there's nothing which can cause any harm to this Atma. In second chapter, we have understood how Atma is absolutely indestructible. Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha, nachinam kledhyantyapaha, naso sheti marutaha, achedhyaha, adahyaha, kledhyaha, soshyaha. Understood how no element, no elemental, nothing in the world can cause any harm to the Atma, because everything else is dependent on Atma for its very existence. So how can a mithya elements or the elemental forms, names and functions, living beings or non-living things, nothing can do any harm to the Atma. Atma is the very truth of everything, very swarup of everything, very existence of everything. How can wave, form and name can do any harm to the water? This very existence. Understand? Therefore, second thing being not there, nothing can do any harm to oneself. And again, one's own self cannot be a source of fear also. Cannot cause any fear for oneself. Only if a person sees there's something other than myself, there's someone other than myself who can do any harm to myself. So when a person sees a second thing, there is a fear. We're going to see this, the Bhashyam part of it here. And here, a small note, side note. Please listen to me. You know, suppose, is it possible for one to cause fear for oneself? Never. You can never be a cause of fear, a source of fear for yourself. But a small note here. If a person is a wrongdoer, goes against dharma, then naturally, it is possible for one to be frightened of one's own self. See, whenever you do anything wrong, a wrongdoer, a wicked person, or any person who goes against dharma, can be frightened of oneself. Pujya Swamiji makes it very clear, beautifully, this one. See, when a person does something wrong, what happens? The person, he or she, knows that he or she is wrong. When a person does something wrong, he knows he or she is wrong. Once a person knows that he, in spite of doing the wrong thing, the one who knows what he is doing is wrong means, inside a person must be feeling guilty. The person must be feeling ashamed of one's own behavior, one's own action. Okay, that is how the person, if a person is, then a person, there's a split in the personality. If a person is of split personality, then it is possible for him to be frightened of oneself. How? See, what happens? When a person feels guilty, or a person feels ashamed of oneself, or sometimes a person holds on to ideals, and there's an ideal person, and there's also an unconscious person. Who's unconscious here? See, the person's unconscious becomes loaded with guilt, loaded with also sometimes hurt also, or memories of painful situations. A person's unconscious becomes loaded with memories of unconscious, the painful situations, hurtful situations. It is then gradually the unconscious is as though another person inside oneself. The unconscious is as though another person inside. There's no real other person. Unconscious is as though another person wants inside. Then what happens? This unconscious is there as to another person inside. At the same time, this person is holding on to ideals, to the ideals also. Gradually, this idealism does lead harmfully to a split personality. So, there is a conscious person. Conscious person who is frightened of the unconscious. This is the only way one can be frightened of oneself. Otherwise, one's own self can never be a cause of fear, source of fear, what one. What can we do for this? One has to be highly prayerful and one has to repeatedly see the value of values. The Pooja Swamiji used to say this, even children, we need not impose ideals on children. We have to make them gradually understand the value of values. Understand? So we have to remember, understand the value of values and then be prayerful, and the present righteous action, the present worshipful life and specific japam etc. definitely will in due course of time neutralize the unconscious. The unconscious is sitting otherwise. But once jnanam takes place, everything should resolve. That's why jnana deva kaivalyam. If knowledge takes place, unconsciousness will resolve, subconscious will resolve, all emotions will resolve, impurities will resolve. There'll be objectivity in jnanam. So nothing is to be there. Nothing will be there to be resolved, sorted out also. The jnanam is the best medicine. Jnanam eva aushadam. Jnanam is bheshajam. Bheshak is dakshinamurti. That's why you have to only pray for jnanam. Jnanam is knowledge is strength, knowledge is protection, knowledge is security, knowledge is freedom. Is it clear? Therefore, when in the wake of the clear vision of one's own sarupam being, Brahmatma, from the standpoint of reality, one must be able to see there is no second consciousness existence. This is a parallel reality. There is no other second thing other than the self, because the entirety of the world of plurality, the material world, is non-separate from oneself. Therefore, it's only a manifestation of one's own surupam knowledge. To see this, one must see oneself from the standpoint of abstract, formless consciousness existence, not from the standpoint of mind, body, mind, sense complex. Understand? Then there's no fear. The phenomenon called fear will resolve for good. Okay, so we'll go to the next sentence. Swarupa pratishtaha hi asau. Swarupa pratishtaha hi asau. Swarupa pratishtaha means what? The person who has resolved his identity cognitively in pure consciousness existence, abstract formless reality, thereby who is steadfast in the vision of one's own Swarupam, being Atma, who remains established in one's own essential nature, Swarupa pratishtaha. He asau tada bhavati. Tada swarupa pratishtaha bhavati. It is then the person becomes totally rooted, resolved in his own essential nature. Tada, okay. Yatra anyatna pashyati. From this standpoint, see, from this standpoint of water, how one cannot see another wave, or plurality of waves or ocean in the same way. That's the grossest example I'm giving. Here a person, you cannot place I, the knower, anywhere. When you distinguished the knower I from everything known, even from Ahankara, then now I sense have been resolved only in it. The source of the manifestation happens to be the pure consciousness existence. From the standpoint of pure consciousness existence, yatra anyatna pashyati. See that now, anyatna pashyati, one does not see another thing. One does not see another thing and does not see anything else. Anyatna pashyati. So whatever is seen is non-separate from consciousness existence. The consciousness is the form of existence of anything seen. Anyatna shunoti. One does not hear anything else. One does not hear anything else means what? Consciousness, what is the nature of consciousness? Consciousness does not see, does not hear. Na anyat vijanati. Consciousness does not know. But what does it mean? Consciousness is not involved in any function of knowing, hearing or seeing. Even though all functions are happening because of the presence of consciousness, mere existence of consciousness, which itself is a blessing. All functions are mithya because they all happen depending upon the existence of consciousness. Consciousness. Therefore, consciousness does not see. As conscious, the person does not see, does not hear anything, does not know anything. Anyatna vijanati. Therefore, anyasahi anyataha bhayam bhavati. How can there be fear? See, anyasahi anyataha bhayam bhavati. Bhayam bhavati means there is always bhayam hi bhavati. There is indeed fear for any one person from another person or from another thing. A thing which is other than oneself. Anyasya anyataha bhayam bhavati. Fear happens, fear indeed happens for a person from a person or a thing other than oneself, from another thing, another person. But here the person does not see anything else, anyone else, other than the Atma. Atmanaha, na Atmanaha eva, Atmanaha bhayam yuktam. So what, why, how does the person become a person of fearlessness? It's explained further. So as this person does not see anything, hear anything, does not know anything else, one does not see anything other than the Atma. So fear is possible only if a person sees another thing. Fear must be always from something other than oneself. But Atmanaha eva Atmanaha bhayam na yuktam. It is not appropriate, not proper to say that one becomes afraid of oneself. One's own self becomes the cause of fear, source of fear. It is not proper to say that. One's own self can never be a source of fear unless a person is of split personality with unresolved unconscious. Okay, therefore, tasmat atma eva atmanaha abhayakaranam. Atmanaha abhayakaranam atma eva. Therefore, atma is the only cause, only source of fearlessness for oneself. Atma eva atmanaha abhayakaranam. Atma eva atmanaha abhayakaranam. If you want to become free from the hold of phenomenon called fear, then just be yourself. To be yourself, you have to discover yourself. You have to dissociate yourself cognitively from body, mind and complex. You have to take ownership of your own self, your Swarupam being Atma. Then you are the source of fearlessness. Therefore it is said, Atmanaha eva, Atma eva Atmanaha abhayakaranam. Who is the source of fearlessness? What is the source of fearlessness? One's own self is the source of fearlessness for oneself. Okay, in this context, I have to tell you one thing. As what it means is, as long as a person remains ignorant of the truth, definitely there will be error in the perception of the self and also of the world. As long as error in the perception of the world, a person mistakes the world to be real. The mithya as though real, seemingly real, empirically real world to be absolutely real world. The many theologians who are all the very strong view that this world is very real. Only in Advaita Darshanam, the world is neither real nor unreal. It is as though real, seemingly real, apparently real, empirically real, objectively real, absolutely not real. But because of the ignorance of the truth, of the truth, there's error in the perception of the self, error in the perception of the world also. This you understand this in Drittishiveka book when you're reading now, what you're reading now. And because of the error in the perception of the world, what do? We mistake the mithya world to be real world. Then we become dependent on the world for our happiness and security. We think the world is a source of happiness. We also mistake the world to be responsible for our unhappiness. That is how we become the victims of raga and dvesha. Why raga and dvesha? The strong passion aversion, strong likes and dislikes are expressions of our erroneous perception of the world. We mistake the world to be source of happiness, the disliking. Mistake the world to be source of unhappiness, respond for unhappiness, there is hatred also. Dislike also. So, there's error in the perception of the world. In fact, the world is neither the source of happiness, nor is it responsible for our unhappiness. This is error. And when we become dependent on the world, see, being subject to passion and aversion is being attached to the world. You understand? What is being attached to the world? Attachment towards the world means being subject to passion and aversion. If I have passion and aversion, strong likes and dislikes, then there is attachment. You are free from raga dveshas, then I am free from attachment. Understand? When I'm not free from attachment, when I'm very much attached to the world, how? When I have raga dveshas. Why do I have raga dveshas? I mistake the world to be responsible for my unhappiness or my insecurity. I mistake the world to be source of happiness, then there'll be raga dveshas. Then there is attachment. That's what is attachment. Then there is dependence. I depend upon the world for my happiness, for my security. When I say world, it can be people, possessions, you know, artha kamas, even punyam. Everything you become dependent on everything. If I am dependent on artha kama dharmas, artha kamas for my security and happiness, relationships, people, it all comes under the category of artha kama only. Then there will be a big disappointment. Is it? Then I can say a person who is dependent on artha kamas, who is dependent on the world, people, relationship, etc. for one's happiness and security, that person is highly materialistic person. But because of one's exposure to the Shastram, when a person discovers Viveka Vaira, when a person understands the teaching, understands, when discovers, becomes a person of Purushartha Nischeha, and gradually he cannot suddenly shift his identity, dependence from the world to the self, Paramatma, one's own self. So in self-dependence, there's freedom. Independence, freedom. In dependence, there's bondage. Limitation, problem, suffering. It's not possible to shift directly one's dependence from the world to oneself. That is why in between, when you say shifting, we shift the dependence from the world to Bhagavan. And who is Bhagavan here? Bhagavan, the one whom I worship, I pray to. And I try to know also, understand. And that Bhagavan here, Bhagavan also is the whole is Bhagavan. Therefore, the truth, the abstract formless reality, the truth, obtaining as my own self, is personified, one worshipped and prayed to as Bhagavan, as an object other than myself. The formless truth personified as an object is here, an altar of worship. So then the shift depends from the world to Bhagavan. That is when, as a worshipper, as a prayerful person, worshipful person, as a person who is committed to dharma, when I shift my dependence from world to Bhagavan, means shifting one's dependence from world to dharma, the order, I surrender my will to Bhagavan in the name of dharma. I live consciously, thoughtful life of dharma. I desperately pray to Bhagavan, seek Bhagavan's grace to be able to live a life of dharma. Understand? Then, I'm not merely a materialistic person. I'm ethical, religious person. I'm a spiritual person. At the same, religious and also ethical. Because my goal is very clear. I know I have to shift my dependence. It is why, as a materialistic person who is dependent on arthakamas for happiness and security, mistaking the world, mithya world, to be real, then a person is karmi. He chiefly depends on the world to Bhagavan. When he lives, commits, surrenders his will to Bhagavan of dharma, lives the life of dharma, and lives his life Bhagavan as the, having Bhagavan as the ultimate priority, then he becomes as a spiritual, religiously ethical person or ethically religious person. He is a karma yogi. No more a karmi, but a karma yogi. As a karma yogi, we are going to see in Gita class also again. When a person becomes that contributes, then gradually living life of karma yoga contributes for all that a person requires to have the vision of that Bhagavan. As then a person is jignasu bhaktaha. Jignasu bhaktaha, karma yogi, and gradually contributes for the vision of that Bhagavan Sarupam as one's own Sarupam in one's own mind. When he sees Bhagavan as one's own Sarupam, that Bhagavan whom I never knew, I've been worshipping for ages in this small altars, invoking his grace in the altars, that Bhagavan Sarupam is, the Bhagavan is my Sarupam. Aham Bhagavan, Aham Ishwaraha, Ishwaroham. It contributes then, Bhagavan, a person discovers one's own self being non-separate from Bhagavan, the truth. In discovering, there's no more dependence. Understand, even in, as a Jigyasa Bhakta also, as a Karma Yogi also, still there is, I see Bhagavan to be different from myself. I am a devotee, deity, a difference. Worshipper, worshipped difference is there. Even in the division, difference, there is some fear is there. Which means a person becomes relatively fearless. When the dependence is shifted from the world to Bhagavan, and the person converts himself from being a karmi to karma yogi, converts himself from being a non-spiritual, materialistic person into a spiritual, ethically religious person, then a person becomes relatively fearless. Relative fearlessness is relative protection, which is possible because of dharma. Dharmaha rakshati rakshitaha. That dharma, in due course of time, enables a person, you know, have attain all qualifications he needs to discover on Bhagavan as one's own Sarupam. Then dharma absolutely also contributes for raksha. Jnanam rakshati. Jnanam is rakshanam. Rakshakam rakshanam. Knowledge is absolute protection, absolute security, utter fearlessness. In jnanam, there is no more dependence at all. There is absolute independence, freedom. It is knowledge which alone can help a person discover freedom from emotional dependence. Pujya Swami used to say this, Guru is the one who helps you discover freedom from emotional dependence. How? By revealing your own Sarupam to you. Shastram, we all surrender to Shastram because Shastram, Shruti Mata, helps us to be absolutely self-dependent, independent. Okay, so with understanding, let us go ahead with this. Sarvataha hi nirbhayaha brahmanaha drishyante. So what now? Brahma asti. Now, Brahman And the source of fearlessness, Brahman is. Sarvataha hi nirbhayaha brahmanaha drishyante. Satsu bhayahetushu. Bhayahetushu. There's no visarga. Bhayahetushu satsu. Bhayahetushu means what? The world of plurality does not go anywhere. Even after the attainment of jnanam, there will be world of plurality, there will be world of duality. There will be differences and divisions relatively. In spite of the sources of fear in terms of plurality of forms, names and functions being there, still, brahmanaha, the word brahmanaha, brahma vedanat brahmanaha. Here brahmanaha means the person who has the clear vision of Brahman as one's own swarupam. A jnani, a brahmajnaha, brahmavit is a brahmanaha. So brahmanaha, sarvataha hi nirbhayaha drishyante. Brahmanas, the wise people who have the clear vision of the Paramatma Sarupam as their own Sarupam, in whose vision all that is there is only Brahma. Such people see or seen to be absolutely fearless from anything. Everywhere. Sarvataha nirbhayaha. There's nothing which can cause fear for them. Sarvataha, from everything, from anything, they are seen to be absolutely fearless. In spite of the causes of fear, in the form of the plurality of world of objects being around, still they are seen to be fearless everywhere. Why? Because of the clear vision of what is satyam, what is mithya. Padam, atma satyam jagan mithya. Jagmithya jagati is not separate from satya, atma satyam brahma. Therefore they are free from fear. Tacha ayuktam asati bhayatrane brahmani. Tacha ayuktam bhayatrane brahmani asati. If it is said there is no Brahma, if there is non-existence of Brahman, brahmani asati, if there is non-existence of Brahman, the only source of protection, the only source of protection from fear, then such fearlessness seen on the part of Brahmins, the Brahmanaha, is not possible. The wise people are seen to be fearless if because of their vision of Brahmatma. If Brahman does not exist, Brahmani asati, Brahmani asati, if there is no Brahman, if Brahman does not exist, if there is no existence of Brahman, which is the only source of protection from fear. Bhayat trayate iti bhayatranam. Brahman, which is the only source of protection from fear, then tat cha ayuktam, and that is not possible. What is not possible? The fearlessness enjoyed by, fearlessness seen on the part of the wise people known as Brahmanas is not possible. We do see. So Swamiji used to say, Shankar Bhagavatpada must have seen many, many, many wise people who would have been fearless people. So we see so many wise people who are fearless, are free from the hold of fear. If there's no existence of Brahman, which is the only source of protection from fear, then that is not possible. As we see many, many wise people who are absolutely fearless from anything, therefore what? Brahma asti. தஸ்மாத் தெர்ஃபோர் தேஷாம் அபய தர்ஷனாத் தேஷாம் அபய தர்ஷனாத் ஆஸ் வி ஆர் சீயிங் தயர் ஃபியர்லெஸ்னஸ் ஆஸ் இட் இஸ் ஆப்வியஸ் ஆஸ் வெரி கிளியர் ஆல் தி பிராமணஸ் ஆர் சீன் ஃபியர்லெஸ் தேஷாம் அபய தர்ஷனாத் as experience of such brahmins being fearless tad abhaya karanam brahma asti brahman the source of fearlessness for those people wise people definitely is brahma brahman exists is it clear now okay kada அசௌ அபயங்கதஹ பவதி சாதகஹ அசௌ அசௌ சாதகஹ அசௌ சாதகஹ மீன்ஸ் வாட் நவ் திஸ் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ஆஸ்பிரண்ட் திஸ் சீக்கர் கதா அபயங்கதஹ பவதி வென் டஸ் திஸ் பர்சன் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ஆஸ்பிரண்ட் பிகம்ஸ் the one who has attained fearlessness when does this seeker become the one who has attained fearlessness who has discovered fearlessness as one's own swarupa when does he become a fearless person a person becomes fearless person only when he has a clear vision absolutely what is there is only one truth only one secondless non-dual reality and I am that non-dual reality all that is here is only that non-dual reality there is no second reality other than that Paramatma myself So, therefore, yada na anyat pashyati atmanicha when a person does not see very important very very important a person does not see another thing a person does not see another thing other than oneself ஆத்மனிச்ச அந்தரம் பேதம் ந குருதே ஒன் டஸ் நாட் சி எனி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் அந்தரம் அந்தரகம் மீன்ஸ் பேதம் அந்தரக இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு பேதகா ஒன் டஸ் நாட் சி எனி டிவிஷன் இன் ஒன் செல்ஃப் ஆத்மனி வென் அ பர்சன் டஸ் நாட் சி அ செகண்ட் திங் அதர் தென் ஒன் செல்ஃப் A person does not see any division or difference in oneself. It is then a person becomes the one who has attained fearlessness. Tada abhayangataha bhavati. Iti abhiprayaha. This is the teaching. What is the teaching? When a person, not only the person does not see a second thing other than the pure consciousness existence as absolutely real, which one's own self. And a person does not see any division or difference in oneself also. Atmanicha bhedam na kurute antaram na kurute. Anyatna pashyati atmanicha antaram na kurute. Bhedam na kurute. தா அபயங்கதஹ பவதி வெரி வெரி சட்டில் டீச்சிங் ஐ எம் ஷுர் யுவர் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் சி வி ஹாவ் தட்ஸ் வை வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ்னஸ் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ்னஸ் மீன்ஸ் டிவிஷன்லெஸ்னஸ் Indivisible nature, indivisible, undivided, partless, whole. That's why Nidhyasana is very important. And constantly dwelling upon one's Swarupam is very important. To see that, to be with one's Swarupam. Attention must be taken from everywhere else. Distraction-free attention is very important. To be free from distraction, we must have vairagyam. Otherwise, we'll be distracted. Understand why it is emphasized now, vairagyam. How we understand that Trishaiveka helps one understand distinguish yourself from the non-self. When you understand this, knower has been resolved in pure consciousness, and you arrive at something which is abstract, formless, and you understand it in terms of its nature of knowing as pure consciousness, then you have to see how that abstract, formless reality consciousness is the param, which beyond everything, beyond which nothing else is. And that consciousness is free from time limitation and spatial limitation, which means time and space come and go in awareness. And consciousness is always there. It is always absolutely changeless. Therefore, it is being all pervasive, it being motionless. It is indivisible, undivided, partless whole. The whole jagat, all the minds, all the body, mentions complexes exist in consciousness, enjoy existence in consciousness, awareness. But consciousness is absolutely free from divisions. Isn't it? So from the standpoint of the pure consciousness existence, where is the difference? There's no difference. That's why Atmanicha Udaram Atmanicha Antaram Bhedam Na Kurute. One not only, one does not see a second consciousness existence, one does not see any division or difference in one's own Swarupam, the pure consciousness. Existence, it is then. There's no second thing which can cause any fear or harm, any change in nature. Therefore, Tada Abhayangatha Bhavati. Understand why we have to talk about it very carefully here, because even in our own Vaidika, there's some other Vaidika matams. Advaitam is not Vaidika matam, Vaidika darshanam. So vision of the Vedic vision is non-duality of the reality. So Vaidika matam, other acharyas, great acharyas, of course, who follow the different other, who have their own views. So there is another very popular matam with due respect to all the devotion and the commitment and the contribution for the social welfare. Still, we have to understand that this, the limitation of the vision in their view. In Vishishtadvaita matam, even Vishishtadvaita matam, great devotees, they also accept Vishishtadvaitam. They do not deny the reality being one. So Advaitam. So the consciousness existence is one, and the whole world of plurality of objects is Viseshaha, an attribute of Bhagavan. That's why it's a Visishtam. The consciousness existence Paramatma is endowed with the attribute of the world. The whole world of plurality of forms, names and functions is Visesha of Paramatma. So Visishtam Advaita. They look at it as an attribute. The world we will which in Advaita Darshanam, the world is mithya, it has no independent existence, it is non-separate from the awareness. It's only manifestation of knowledge, we say. There's no real jagat. So for them, the whole world is Visishtam. The qualified dualist, non-duality, they say, which means the whole world is Visesha, an attribute of Paramatma. Because they hold on to this idea that Paramatma is of two aspects. Two Amshadvayavan Paramatma. What Amshadvayam? One is Chaitanyam Chaitanyamshaha. One aspect of, one amsha of Paramatma is pure consciousness. Chaitanyamshaha. Another aspect of Paramatma is Jadamshaha. So Chaitanyamshaha, Jadamshaha. So this Jadamsha is in the form of the world of plurality, is what? Visesha of Paramatma, attribute of Paramatma. So Paramatma is endowed with the attribute of universe, of objects. Chaitanyamsha and Jadamsha, two aspects are there. But here, every Jivatma is a fraction of the whole. It's like saying a wave is a fraction of the ocean. You can talk about the wave as a fraction of the ocean only from the standpoint of Namarupa. We do say that as well. But from the standpoint of water, where is the wave? The wave doesn't even exist from the standpoint of water. It's only appearance of the water. There's no wave other than the water. Then we can't talk about wave being the amsha. Okay. Subfraction. So amshadvaya paramatmanaha jagat is viseshaha. And what about this? Every jiva is a fraction of Ishvara. Samasht paramatma. Like saying a tiny little droplet is a fraction of the whole ocean. Which means what now? There is little division they do make. Small division, small difference, isn't it? Therefore what? I don't want to say anything more than that. Just for your understanding. A person becomes the one who has discovered fearlessness as the Swarupam of the Atma. Attained fearlessness means a person becomes absolutely fearless only when a person does absolutely, there is no second reality, a second thing other than the Atma. And there is no division or difference in one's own self also. Atmani antaram bhedam na kurute. Understand? Then he becomes a person of fearlessness. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.